family is an essential part of our Christmas season. God wants to make it clear that the incarnation means not just that the Son of God assumed a human body, but that he also entered into every aspect of our human life, especially family life. Why else would God the Father send his only begotten Son down to earth in the form of a helpless baby, except that Jesus might fully experience and participate in the life of the family, with all its peaks and all its valleys? He did this to sanctify our families, to make family life a path to holiness, a way of setting ourselves apart for the sake of dedicating our lives to God. Jesus brought holiness to the family of Joseph and Mary, and he wants to bring this same holiness by embracing us in his universal family, the Holy Roman Catholic Church. The family is meant to be the original seminary of holiness. The word seminary actually means seedbed. The family is meant to be like a greenhouse, a sheltered environment where vocations can be discerned and developed until they don't just survive in the world, but actually flourish and bear fruit. In the soil of the family is sown the call to share in Christ's holiness and in his mission. We, as parents and grandparents, know that tending to the seedling causes the gardeners, the parents and the grandparents, to grow in virtue as well. So family, in God's plan, is a community where everyone has growing to do. Maybe this is why St. Paul tells the Colossians in today's second reading to treat each other with kindness, to be patient with each other, to forgive each other continually, and advises us not to let our pride determine what we say or what we do. He uses the term heartfelt compassion. The way we accept each other comes from deep within our hearts. If we strive to live this way, then as a family we can pray together, not just in church, but in every aspect of our lives. St. Paul tells us, whatever you do, whether in speech or in action, do it in the name of the Lord. The Feast of the Holy Family is not just about the Holy Family, but about our own families as well. The main purpose of the feast is to present the Holy Family as the model for all our Christian families. Our family life becomes sanctified when we live the life of the church here in our own homes. This is called the domestic church, or the church in miniature. St. John Chrysostom urged all Christians to make each home a family church, and in doing so, we can sanctify the family unit. The best way to do this is making Christ and his church the center of our family and our individual lives. Grandparents and parents must pray for their children and for their families always. So what was it like to live day in and day out in the household of Saint Joseph? What was it like to have Jesus, the King of the universe, for a son, and Mary, the sinless wife and mother, and Saint Joseph as father and husband? Their home would have certainly been a sacred place, a dwelling of true peace and unity. We don't find a tremendous amount of information on the life of the Holy Family in Scripture, but the details we do have are quite revealing. Of course, the virtues of Jesus and Mary were perfect, and Saint Joseph, we are told in the Bible, was a just man. Therefore, the overriding characteristics of their home would have been that of Christ-like love. But with that said, their family would not have been exempt from hardship, pain, and the challenges that we face today. For example, Mary and Joseph underwent the public scandal of Mary's difficult-to-explain early pregnancy, soon to be followed by a 75-mile trip on the back of a donkey while 9 months pregnant, only to deliver the Christ child in a cold, dusty stable surrounded by dirty, smelly animals. In today's gospel, Simeon reveals to Mary that she would suffer because of Jesus. Soon after, they would have to leave everything, possessions, job, and family, and flee for their lives to a foreign country. We are also told that Mary and Joseph lost the child Jesus for 3 days in Jerusalem during the busiest time of year. The Holy Family also encountered death, the death of Saint Joseph, who is thought to have passed away prior to Jesus's public ministry. We can never leave out Jesus's passion and death on the cross for our sake. 2020 has certainly been a difficult year for many of us. We can trust that the Holy Family also knows what it is like to struggle and suffer here on earth. The Holy Family would have also had to fulfill all their daily chores, earn a living, put food on the table, attend gatherings for family and friends. They would have lived family life in every way. This is significant because it reveals God's love for family life. The Father allowed his divine Son to live this life, and as a result, elevated family life to a place within the Trinity. The holiness of the family church, the holiness of the family, reveals to us that every family is invited to share in God's divine life and to encounter daily the ordinary with grace and virtue. God wants us to know that we are called to be set apart or holy. We can be made holy because of the challenges of family life and not in spite of the challenges. But just like Jesus and Mary and Joseph, we must surrender ourselves, our marriages, our lives, our families, to the will of God. We must invite the Holy Spirit to make our family a holy family. The Blessed Virgin Mary showed us what this looks like with total submission to God's will when she responded to the angel Gabriel, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Christ also showed that to each one of us in his passion and death. All of our families can become holy families. The Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph conquered their struggles through their love for God and their obedience to his will. This must be the primary concern of our own families. None of our families are perfect families. The good news today is that through Christ's incarnation and his participation in the Holy Family, which we celebrate each Christmas season, all of our families can become holy. Holy Family Sunday reminds us of the important role of families, not only in raising up young Christian souls, but also the older Christian souls of both the parents and the grandparents that will one day live with Christ forever. Let us pray that families continue to nourish and foster everything Christian. Marriage is a vocation, and there is nothing more important for parents than to be good fathers and good mothers. Therefore, let us look to the Holy Family. Look to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, that they might help our families fulfill our call to be Christian families, to continue to grow and to become what we are called to be, holy. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.